So we learned this morning that the urgent need for temporary housing in the Gulf for workers dealing with the cleanup from the oil gusher has revealed a potential flagrant violation of rules concerning the unfortunate consequences of another disaster, Hurricane Katrina. Remember FEMA trailers? Those FEMA trailer homes were dispatched to aid the city's displaced population, but an EPA examination found that those mobile homes were found to emit unsafe levels of formaldehyde, deemed unfit for long-term housing. The government auctioned them off with the caveat that new owners were supposed to be told of the problems. Turns out, they're showing up in the Gulf once again, and owners have no idea of the risks. Joining us now, Dave Cohen, news director for WWL Radio. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So FEMA trailers alive and well for workers in the Gulf oil disaster?
Yeah, and it seems that they've gone through a couple of owners before getting to the folks who are in them now, and that therein may lie the problem. FEMA has been, and still is, as a matter of fact, through the federal government's surplus auctions, auctioning off FEMA trailers, often for just a few bucks apiece, and sometimes by the hundreds at a time. In many cases, they spray paint right on the side of these things for scrap only, but that hasn't stopped folks from buying them and now reselling them to folks looking for some place to stay as they assist in the cleanup.
Now, does this argue that maybe the federal government should have just destroyed them altogether rather than selling them and putting signs on, say, please scrap these? Maybe the federal government should have just done that to begin with.
Well, some folks, though, here were very willing to buy them and use them for weekends or camping trips or just for vacation purposes. The federal government, the EPA, did say they were safe if properly vented. But the problem was people who were living in these things, in many cases for months or years after Katrina, were in them. And the formaldehyde emitted from the press board and the glues used to build these things was found to be at extremely dangerous levels, according to testimony and studies from the EPA. And so they decided they were not fit for the use for which they were using them, you know, round the clock, normal human inhabitation. And
in hot weather in the Gulf. Let's talk about the comparison, though. Is it a problem comparing victims of Katrina who had no choice, who were given this housing option by the federal government, versus these trailers being sold on the open market and people deciding on their own whether to take the risk or not?
Well, the problem folks have here is, are they being properly informed of the risk,
right,
if they're not buying them directly from the federal government? So that debate will continue. But, yeah, you're right. When it's, you know, 110 is the heat index, who's going to keep the windows open to properly vent the trailer? Then we have more people being impacted by this dangerous formaldehyde as they're trying to help out clean up the oil spill.
Finally, who's responsible for notifying these owners? Is it the people who sell the trailers? Is it the contractor that maybe buys them, not really knowing, but who has a bunch of workers that need to be housed to get this oil off the Gulf?
Yeah, you know, that's going to obviously, I think, at some point come down to litigation is the most likely outcome on who did bear the brunt of that responsibility. I can tell you this, the federal government makes it very clear when they sell these things the first time of the dangers, but after they're resold, does the new owner have a responsibility to also communicate that? That's a question that has yet to be answered.
Dave Cohen, what would we call that? The magic of the marketplace, right? A disappearing act there. News director for WWL Radio, our friend Dave Cohen in New Orleans, talking about the resurgence of FEMA trailers for workers involved in the cleanup in the Gulf. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.